No, you are really listening to a podcast. That's just the sound of no hope. No fans. Nothing coming out of Liverpool FC right now. So we've just... Yeah, you want to know what that sound is? What's that sound, Vikas?
That's me checking my blood pressure, man. This game just stressed me out too much. Liverpool in general just stressed me out. Okay, I genuinely have high blood pressure. This is not acceptable.
Yeah, so we're technically live in the sense that we've got no information in front of us or anything. It's just we're running off our minds. And yeah, we basically just about beat Carlisle on penalties, yeah. Bodgan, the hero, and Danny Ings.
Oh, called it.
You did, I gotta admit.
Danny Ings played very well tonight.
Honestly thought we'd kind of lose the penalty shootout. But that's probably because I'm used to Minile being in goal.
But Bogdan went the same right way every single time.
He did? And even the one where he missed, he still got a fingertip to it.
So okay, I have 131 over 66.
I don't know. I'm just trying to find what Rogers has said.
In his, that equates to high blood pressure. This is... see what you've done to me, Rogers. I'm sending you the bill, Rogers. Medical bills.
I can't believe it. We should be beating these teams. You know, 4-0.
Can't beat Norwich. Can't flipping beat Kyle. Who are... Let's just remember. 10th in League 2. That is 3 divisions below us. League 2.
Well, I think we've got the quote of the night here. It's Brendan Rodgers. We knew it would be tough. But we've produced a performance that had enough about it. Oh my god.
Rodgers out.
Apparently McAllister's doing the press conference. He's probably got... Hopefully he's got a phone call from Henry. Right this moment of time.
But he's not fucking
doing
either, to be honest with you.
I got, but Jan and his penalty, oh my god. He's German.
Oh yeah, no, yeah.
It's the only thing which explains it, he's German.
Yeah, that's true. Not even German, he's
Turkey. No, he's German. He's Turkish origin. Or ethnicity even. But
he's Turkish, I have high blood pressure, it's all the same thing.
That German beast. And the thing is, I reckon we would have lost that if Minile was in goal.
I reckon we would have
lost. And potentially maybe Bodgan could fight for Minile's place in the Premier League now. Because he...
let's be honest, right, they were good penalties. The people that the penalties they took were good penalties. They were just better saves.
He did really well, I thought.
He did very well. They were really good penalties that they took. I don't think Minile would have got down and far enough into the corners to get them.
It's just funny how we had to rely... Well, it's not funny. It's actually very sad that we had to rely on a Burnley striker and Bolton's reserve keeper to help us win this. Like, what's that saying about our club at this moment in time? This is Hodgson all over again now. It's a mix of Hodgson and Moyes. At least Hodgson's lasted for a season. This has gone on too way too long. We've got Villa coming up next as well.
So many. What was the things, the statistics of this match? How many shots on targets did Liverpool have?
It was something like, I don't know, I'll check right now for you. It was exactly, give me a sec. Ah, here we go.
Got it.
47 shots on target. 47 shots. 16 on target. They had 5 shots.
19 corners. 2 on target. And they could not score from one corner. One. 19 corners.
You know, I've looked at some of the comments on Twitter and stuff, and a lot of people are saying, what does Lallana provide for 25 million? And I've got to admit, I agree. What? He's okay when he does his little few tricks and stuff. And I agree I understand that when he's got a run of form, he gets injured. And I'm not just saying this because he missed the penalty. It's just, you expect more. And same with Thingy as well. Firmino in that sense, but again, he got injured, so he never really got to show Because after he got injured, he was just passing. He wasn't really running in or anything. So I can't really say anything about that.
Possession from that game was 60-40 to Liverpool.
60.
Okay, here we go. Right. We had 47 total shots on target. Total shots, right? 16 were on target out of the 47. 16. And every single one of those shots was straight at the keeper.
You know, I'll give you a fiver, yeah, if Rodgers has got his job by the end of October, when we've got to face Chelsea,
a five. Spurs. I'm on the podcast now, so I'm waiting for my fiver.
Yeah.
So, 25 shots off target. 25.
Do you reckon they'll get rid of him? Because, you know, we won the game. Do you really think that FSG and, you know, they all look at that actual result?
Well,
that true game. Huh?
Their keeper, gosh, you ready for this? Morgan made one save throughout the game, apart from the penalties, yeah? Their keeper made 15 saves. And you know, I wouldn't even call them saves, I just call them catches.
I think it's quite cowardly, though, that Gary Mack's doing the thingy. He's doing the press conference now, and not Rodgers. It's like, he's your own team. This is what I was saying to you. I was texting you during extra time, just as it went to penalties. Yeah, no, it was before, you know, the second half of extra time came on. Yeah, their manager, yeah, he was like rallying him on, telling him to come on, up your tempo. What was Rodgers doing with us?
Just giving him a tap on the back and stuff.
He was giving, yeah, that and a handshake. I'm like, these players don't deserve a handshake at this moment in time. They deserve a slap.
They're playing against a team that is three divisions below them. Three. Let's look at the other score, shall we? Crystal Palace beat Charlton 4-1. Crystal Palace. Southampton beat MK Dons 6-0.
Was it 6? Last time I saw it was 4.
6-0. Sheffield Wednesday beat Newcastle 1-0, but that's different.
Yeah.
Norwich beat West Brom 3-0. Arsenal beat Tottenham 2-1. Chelsea beat Walsall 4-1. And we drew 1-0 against Carlisle. And Man United beat Ipswich 3-0.
This is interesting. I've just seen.
We should not be drawing against Carlisle.
We weren't drawing.
Do you know what it is about Liverpool that we cannot beat a league team in a three leagues below us.
Yeah. We did beat them technically. It's just we should have beat them without going extra time or anything. Hold on, McAllister just said a sigh of relief. We started well, and then losing Firmino set us back. The positive is we are through to the next round. Yeah, maybe now. The next manager can have a chance of winning a cup with us.
Yeah.
Because I'll be very surprised, especially at this rate, if Rodgers is
the manager. I don't think they get rid of him, so I'm waiting on my five at the end of October.
You don't. The beginning of October, sorry. Yeah, but you pray that you don't get that five. I mean, you do. Well, hold on, what?
I pray that I get that.
I can't remember what the bet was there.
we'll play it back later.
Wait,
I'm pretty sure he said
wait.
If he's still left October, I'll get five.
If he isn't. Oh, if he does go, yeah, do I get a fiver from you?
No.
What?
you made the bet, not me.
Damn it. Okay, fair enough. I'll send it by post if anything happens. Because you ain't going to come down here soon. yeah.
It's a long way to
go. I think Lovren didn't do that. Oh, talking about Lovren. That looked nasty, but you can only see it from really one camera angle. Because the way he rolled his ankle, and he was definitely in pain. The way he was breathing on that oxygen mask showed he was, and I hope he recovers. No, no matter what people say about Lovren, you don't want any player to get an injury.
Apart from Diego Costa.
No, not even that. He's a dick, but you know. Even then.
He's definitely a dick. But he's been given his 3-match ban for it, so...
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm missing that in our team. I know Suarez wasn't like that in that... Okay, yeah, he used to bite people, but he wasn't in that sense where Costa does it every single game, nearly, yeah. But you'd love a player like Costa in the sense of what he does. He knew exactly what he was doing when he got him the red card. Yeah, it was his job. He did it well. And that's what we're missing. We're missing that in player, and we're missing that in the manager.
Let's say it. I think Ings did very well today.
Ings, he's just showing again why I really like him. as a player. He's just
he's scored. He come straight on for Liverpool. And he scored straight away.
He's
a good crossing. It was a good crossing from Lallana. Got it. He managed to curl it far enough away for the keep, but getting straight, putting straight on into Ings's head. Good finish as well.
I don't know. Origi, I thought he came on, he did well, but obviously he couldn't get the goal or anything. And when he did shoot, he was in awkward positions. He had one, but he's got signs of him. I mean, he shouldn't go alone yet, I don't think. He just needs to be given time. How old is he now? 18. Hold on, let me check. He is. He's 20, okay, 20. Yeah, he's showing something, that's the thing. I didn't think
these players have got time. They've got nothing but time. Danny Ings is 23. He's got time, yeah.
Everyone's just asking, has he resigned yet? He's not gonna resign. He's
gonna be stupid. Why would he resign now? Wouldn't get his money, yeah. Buddy?
It's something like 8 million or something, I think.
It's 10 million euros as they were trying to raise on Kickstarter to buy out his contract.
Oh god. I think they got, like, how much did they get? About 15.
Euros. No, it was taken down rather quickly.
Last time I saw it was 15 euros it got. I don't know why it was in euros, but yeah.
It's probably just whoever put it up.
Yeah.
It happened to be in somewhere else in Europe. It's a poor performance, poor managing. What did you think of who came off?
Klein came off. He did well.
Klein came off, but I wouldn't have made that. Klein was blitzing people.
He still needs that goal again. He hasn't showed his pre-season form yet. But then he's still asking for a lot for an 18-year-old. Also 19 even now.
I understand bringing Ibe on, but not for Klein. Not the way Klein was playing.
He
should have been doing really well. So
should have been brought on for Lallana. Or Milner in that sense, because Milner, to be fair, the whole team never provided anything after they scored. Coutinho was just taking wild shots, yeah, like he's forgotten how to shoot again.
You know they're getting stressful when they're trying to. You see that many attempts at wild shots.
The whole game was passed to Coutinho. After they scored, it was passed to Coutinho. Let him shoot. And he wasn't getting. He was getting worse every shot.
He had a good crack at a shot on, actually.
Yeah, so did Lovren, but. It's not saying much if you don't score. That's the problem with Liverpool. True. So
but then there's also the fact that the keeper makes a good save. But a lot of the shots, were all at the keeper. There was nothing that was going into a far corner or anything like that. It was all at the keeper, easy for the keeper to deal with. They need to find an alternative way of playing when people just park the bus. Which is what they attempted to do with Ricky Lambert, and they never played him, so it never worked.
You know it's bad when all my United friends want Rodgers to stay. That's the
yeah.
Yeah, if I really hope that I wake up and well, I hope I wake up anyway. I hope that I wake up to the news that Rodgers has been, you know, sacked. And it's not. I don't want anyone, you know, loads of people. I don't want people to get fired because it's his job. He's earning money in that way. He's not really earning it well, but it's the fact he's. Dragging the club down now.
We want what's best for the team. At the moment, Rodgers is not what's best for the team.
Yeah. Last thing, and I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. It's weird how we're gonna get out of this because.
Let's see what Liverpool fans are saying about. Embarrassing is what most are saying.
Yes.
Go to Twitter, gosh. Have a look at Twitter. See what's trending with Liverpool.
I'll type in Rodgers on it. Yeah, everyone's just asking, you know, he surely has to be sacked.
One goal in 120 minutes of football at home to the team who have conceded the most goals in the league too. There you go. That's a stat for you right there.
Go on, repeat again.
One goal in 120 minutes of football at home to the team who have conceded the most goals in League 2.
They had 74 goals they let in last season, I think. It was around about that. There you go. And you know, I'm just more pissed off.
See what other people are saying. Other than Danny.
Again?
I can't can't read.
We know this.
In front of anyone who wants to grab the game by the scruff of the neck, horrible.
You know what, there's a lot of...
Relieved we won, but this is a sad moment for the club. Boos ringing around Anfield. We look rudderless, like it's real low point for the club.
No, this is a ongoing topic at this moment in time. It's a lot going on about on Twitter. A lot of them are calling Rodgers a coward for not actually going to the press. That shows that he doesn't actually have the material to be a manager at that top club. Like, are we a top club anymore, the guys?
Not really, no. I wouldn't call us a top club at the moment. We can't even get into the top four. Celebrating that, they should be hanging their heads in shame. Rodgers should be sacked tonight. Embarrassing.
It's not even funny anymore. It really ain't. I'm just looking. There's so many jokes.
this one made me laugh. What about Ed Sheeran between the sticks, though? Hey, boy can save a penalty.
Did you think that the what do you call Carlisle keeper looked like Lovren's brother? It's like his older brother.
You said Lallana's brother. Last
Sorry, what did I say? Lovren, Lallana, mate. Lallana's older brother. I know.
I think though, definitely what we say before is if Mignolet was in net, we would have lost.
Yeah.
What happened last season? Last season when this happened, we had 15 perfect penalties.
They were some badass.
15 perfect penalties. Let's have a look at the other ones. My head left at Anfield about an hour ago here.
I'm surprised that I'm surprised that there's something not going right here in terms of the forward links up. We've defended a lot better and now our attacking's gone.
Yeah.
Where last season we were both. And I reckon now I'm wondering what's going to happen with Lovren and how we're going to deal with this, because we've got Europa League next week as well. Yeah. And
This is what somebody else has put. Winning the manager of the year was the worst thing that ever happened to Rodgers. It made him think he can walk on water.
It's true.
He cannot.
And if you notice, a lot of the players we've let go on loan or whatever, yeah, they've been performing fine. Look at Balotelli. He scored a brilliant free kick the other day. Or yesterday, even.
Yeah, because he's being played properly like he should be played with somebody else.
Okay, I'm not defending this guy, yeah. Iago Aspas scored 2 goals against Barcelona. I don't even know how they won 4-1. Was it
Barcelona?
Was it 4-1?
What happened to Barcelona? 4-1 was the final score.
On the same day, we just about beat Carlisle. Rafa goes on top of the league. Aspas scores 2 goals against Barcelona. Yeah, it just shows how far we've fallen.
I wonder if Alonso scored for Munich. That would just make this. But what can you say though? What is going on, seriously?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out where do I see this card? I saw a really good comment, I was trying to find it. It pretty much summed up everything about this game. Surprisingly there's a lot of people who are saying they still don't think they'll pull the trigger on Rodgers.
Okay, here's a poll on this is Anfield website. Should Brendan Rodgers be sacked after scraping through versus Carlisle? I've put yes. 89% of people said yes. 89% of anybody who's voted. Remember, this has only just been out since an hour ago, less maybe.
I expected more people to say yes.
There's only 952 people that voted so far, but I want to come back and see how that changes dramatically.
I reckon.
So Sam Maguire put a new manager to these players will be like an adrenaline shot.
I reckon he's going to be gone after the Villa game if we don't win that, or if we get a draw. A draw or loss, he's gone, I reckon, from Villa.
So that's now, I think it's now, it's like 19, 20 games now of football from Liverpool without scoring more than one goal.
Yes, 10, ain't it? Or 11 now, I think.
I'm not sure how much it is. It says fair amount of games. Is it 10? I think it's 11 in the last 19 games.
It's a terrible stat to have, unless you're winning every single one of those games.
To only be able to score... The last time I saw this happening was when we had... it was Sturridge just the beginning of the season.
See, that's...
When we were scraping through and 1-0 wins. It's only when Suarez came back, or Sturridge got injured and Suarez came back, that the goals started flying in. But that was only because of Suarez. Liverpool have not got that. Danny Ings, he can score goals. We can't do it by himself.
Well, I heard that it's up to Gordon from FSG and Ian Ayre to report back to, Henry. And let's see what happens, because if it's up to those two, I have no hope. Yeah, because I don't trust Ian Ayre anyway. If I was a player, want Liverpool to convince me, I would not send Ian Ayre out. He just does not seem like that type of guy. Yeah, on his bike.
How do you think this looks for people? Liverpool want to attract bigger players to Liverpool. How do you think this looks when they can't beat a League Two team? They wonder why we can't attract players to Anfield. We want to attract new players and big players. We can't do it because we can't win against a fucking League Two team.
I'm actually more pissed off with the result, and it feels like a loss.
It does feel like a loss. It definitely does feel like a loss.
If it meant, I'll say this to you as well now, if it meant Rodgers goes, would you lose this game? I would.
If Rodgers definitely went.
Yeah.
If Rodgers definitely went, obviously the team to win as much as possible.
Yeah,
but if it means that Rodgers goes and we can progress elsewhere, then yes, we would have lost that game.
Just because I reckon it's more to do with the Premier League. I reckon if we lose, it's going to affect us in that sense. Where this, it wouldn't affect us as bad, because it was already 0-0. Oh, sorry, it was already 1-1, and the closer we got, the more anticipation. Yeah, honestly, they could have scored.
It was one of those things again, though, wasn't it? As soon as we scored, it was okay. How long before they scored then? It was predictable again.
It was, and I need to see the replay of their goal, but I think it was Skrtel who just left him open, and that's how they scored.
Yeah. But it was the problem again. It was predictable. You saw it coming from a mile away. As soon as we scored, poor Danny Ings, man, his goal's not counting for much yet.
Every time Ings scores, yeah, his team
can't seem to keep
failing in that sense.
Keep a clean
sheet. I reckon if Firmino scores now and Rodgers is still, manager, it'll be in a game where we're losing 3-0 or something.
Yeah.
And he won't celebrate or anything.
Why would he? For me, the players that we've got, they had all good prospects, but they're not being played in the way they should be playing.
I gotta admit, I expected more from Firmino, but then again, I'm willing to give him time because I know what he's capable of. I've watched him in the Bundesliga. And he can do things similar to Suarez in that sense. He just, just needs to adjust. And I know some fans aren't giving him time. They're like, do something. I've seen loads of comments saying, waste of money. You gotta remember, again, he's a new, new player. New league, yeah. But he's shown, bits in these little appearances he's had, what he's capable of.
Yeah.
And today it was just, I thought today...
How old is he?
Yeah, Firmino.
Yeah.
He's around 23, I think.
He is 23.
Oh, bang on. But,
he weighs 76 kilograms.
Thanks for that.
1 meter 81. just if you were wondering.
I've got plenty of time for Firmino. Lallana, not so much anymore. Because he needs to show something now.
I think once he's going to get now, because he's off injury again, I think once he gets a run of games again and starts playing properly again, because
Well, I really like him as well.
He played really well when we first got him because he'd come straight from Southampton. He'd been playing a good run of games. And then it's just because of injuries, he's not had a full, properly run of games.
I've just seen someone take the mick out of on Twitter. They were just saying, even Gary Max taking the mick out of Rodgers in his interview. He was like, Firmino seems fine, just landed badly on lower back. When it comes to a penalty shootout, we showed a bit of character. Praise for Wagner. The term character. I didn't get that a shirt or something.
Character. Any other...
What is
whenever this? You hear the word character now, you cannot hear that word without thinking of Brendan Rodgers.
I was just about to check. I was just going to see what deluded Brendan says. It makes me laugh so much. Okay. Okay. He said 2 hours ago, our game plan is working superbly so far. Force Carlisle to penalties. We have the ginger Buffon in net. They stand no chance.
Brendan.
How many? He's got 297 followers. Sheesh.
How many?
297. Sorry, 1,000.
Right, okay. Well, that makes more sense. After the amount of things I've seen on the land file and the sports file, I'm not, I expected there to be more.
No, only 297.
Sure.
Yeah, really hope this. I'm just.
So basically, Liverpool. What the hell are you playing at, seriously? Brendan Rodgers. Let's see what happens with him.
Yeah, there's nothing else we could really say now. Let's
this
just...
is common things that you can put on this podcast.
I'm waiting.
Make sure you comment.
Yeah.
Well... tell us your opinion.
And then. You know what? I'm just going to end it now because there's nothing else we could really say. Let's wait until tomorrow.
Yeah. I'm going to go check my blood pressure again.
I'm just going to... yeah. Peace
out. Right, guys. Peace.
Peace.